Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting question answered here on the hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. Well, I was so Midwestern there.
Ask your question,
and we'll answer it here on the podcast like we're going to do with Karen.
Hi, my name is Karen Olson. I live in Canada, but we own a vacation property in Maui. And right now, if it's not booked through Airbnb or VRBO, we have our own website and we ask guests to pay by check. This is getting complicated as some guests like to pay by credit card or money transfer from bank to bank. But because we're Canadian, we cannot set up a Zelle or a Venmo accounts. I was wondering if you had any suggestions and any other money transfer options.
We loved this question from Karen, so much so that we paused releasing the episode because we needed to do some research.
I want to just applaud Karen, host. She is like, there's a challenge, something's changing. She is attacking the new thing that's come up in her hosting business and figuring it out. So I just love that. She's like, all right, you know what? Things are changing. People don't want to do checks. And I agree, Karen, checks are going to become obsolete. So you do need to get ahead of this. It is actually safer, not only for the client, but safer for you to not take the check. So I just want to applaud you of like, hey, things are changing. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to ask people for help. So well done. And that's what we had. We asked some people for help to make sure that we were answering your question. So we're going to start first with our immediate answer was to get a Stripe account. And then we were like, well, wait a second. We are not Canadian. And we wanted to do some research on, could you open a Stripe account, which could do credit card processing? And I'm going to let Sarah continue here.
Yeah. So I reached out to Stripe Help, which, by the way, everyone, if you can find it on the Stripe
platform,
very
helpful. And you can call.
You can call.
I've literally called people, not just a chat. And
it
they answer quick.
Well, actually, we'll put it in the show notes, the phone number that you can call, because it is hard to find. But once you do, they are incredibly helpful. And this gentleman who I was speaking to via chat, actually, I didn't call, but I was chatting with him. And he said if the property is based in the United States, then the business is technically based in the United States, mm-hmm. which means that Karen could get a United States-based business. So she right. could get a United States-based bank account, and Stripe can absolutely be a part of that money flow.
Right. And again, asterisk, we're not accountants, we're not
Correct.
Attorneys.
Or we bankers.
Yeah, we don't know exactly, you know, how you have your business set up, if you actually do have it set up as a business, because segue into our other partner, the second thing that we immediately thought of was Relay. And we actually we reached out to Relay to have them answer also to see if they would be a good solution for you also.
So Karen and everyone listening, I don't know if you know our deep love for Relay, everyone, but we discovered it several years ago. We've been using it for several years, not just for our short-term rental business, but for our fix and flip businesses, for anything that we need to do banking with. We have been working with Relay now for years.
We moved all of our business banking.
It took a year to move all of our business banking to Relay.
But we did it.
So I just want to let everyone know that they are a partner of ours, but that is because we believe in the product and we use it. I mean, Annette wakes up every morning and that's the first thing she opens is that website.
I make a cup of coffee first.
Right. But your first
on my app, and it's on my app.
Karen, the reason why we love Relay is because you can, first of all, you can have the money that comes through Stripe, take the money and put it into your Relay account. And this way your guests can decide if they want to do credit card. They can decide if they want to do, like you said, bank to bank. Annette, can you share? I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but Annette is not a fan of Zelle or Venmo for Mm-mm. business. And do you want to share why?
Ooh, Venmo, I just, you know, there isn't really like the receipt capture that I like. The accountants really can't log in and have their own login. And then they're always asking. I'm just not a fan.
When it pops up actually in Relay, because there's a few times where I am literally back is against the wall and I have to use Venmo.
Yeah.
And it pops up as Venmo. It doesn't pop up as the reason why.
Right. And then it's just like having to remember. And then again, accountants don't have access. And I like to have some sort of recourse too. You know, like if we pay somebody, like there's no way to do anything there. Like I'm, with Relay, I can request W-9s before I pay them. Venmo doesn't have it that way. So Venmo, I don't care for. And then Zelle, the other reason I don't care for Zelle is someone has to also have a Zelle account. Or they used to, and it was like clunky again. But the biggest reason I don't like either of those is that through Relay, I can request W-9s as I am requesting to send payment to someone. So that's just like a double check for me. So at the end of the day, it makes my life easier. And so that's why I like to use our preferred platform, which I use payments through Relay.
And Karen, obviously, you don't need to send W-9s out to your guests before they send you payments. But that's just like if you have a vendor or a thing of that nature, it's all encompassing with running the business, having to do that. Karen, what we didn't know was although a giant portion of the Relay team is based in Canada, we didn't know if they could have Canadian businesses on the platform. But again, your property's in Maui. So we're like, well, I wonder if it's a U.S. business. So obviously we don't know all the answers, but we did ask.
Because don't you have to file taxes in the U.S. if you have a property that's. Okay.
I think so. But Karen, we decided to get our friends at Relay to record a message to you. If you decide to check out Relay to help you bridge this gap of being able to accept bank-to-bank or credit card payments. And here's what Relay had to say.
Hey there, this is Deanna calling in from Relay. I'm here to answer a question here. Now, I understand that the host lives in Canada and owns a rental property in Hawaii. So as long as this property is a registered U.S. business, so I'm looking for an EIN, you know, it might be an LLC, then you can definitely open a Relay business account, providing you have a physical business address to tie the account to. I'm presuming this would be the address in Hawaii. You can use this account to receive payments through third-party platforms like Airbnb, Vrbo, PayPal, Venmo. We work with most payment platforms other than Zelle. But you can also receive payments directly to the account via wire, ACH, and check. And as I'm a Canadian, answering my fellow Canadian, ACH would be the closest option to e-transfer. So fastest form, free to send, but you need banking details to do so. So good luck.
So Karen, if you haven't set up an entity to represent your Maui short-term rental, that could be something you consider doing to be able to accept payments more easily as well. Yeah.
And then last offer here is if you aren't, you know, if that you're, you don't have an EIN, if you aren't set up as a business in the US, I would just go to, you know, wherever your Airbnb payments and where you're depositing those checks, whatever bank that is, and set up a meeting with them and bring this question to them and ask them how they would handle it. But that is what we have for you today. Great question. We would love to come visit you in Maui. So let us know when you have some empty or open dates.
And if you are interested in finding out more about Relay, I'm telling you, everyone, it is such a great platform. It's online. They partner with Thread Bank, which is located in Tennessee, and they are FDIC insured. You can find all those details, obviously, on the Relay website. But we've been using them for years, and we really enjoy it.
And we'll put that link also in the show notes.
Well, with that, I am Sarah Karakam.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.